Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of the Tales for Life podcast, the show that journeys through life one tale at a time. I'm excited to kick off another season and share with you the knowledge, wisdom, and inspiration hidden within the folk and fairy tales from around the world that we'll be exploring throughout the year. The beginning of the year is a special time for all of us. It's almost magical in the way it opens up a new year filled with new possibilities. Many of us embrace that opportunity by creating New Year's resolutions and setting goals for ourselves. This show is in honor of those of us with goals, both old and new, and it's appropriately titled, What's Stopping You? Often, we let little things get in the way of making things happen. Small obstacles, doubts, and distractions can derail our best intentions. It's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and lose sight of our larger goals. But recognizing and overcoming these barriers is essential for personal growth and achievement. And, many times, what we see as obstacles are actually the little steps we need to take to get us from where we are to where we want to be. A fun story that beautifully illustrates the importance of perseverance and the impact of taking those seemingly insignificant actions is this little gem from Norway. This tale so nicely takes a look at how even the smallest efforts can lead to meaningful change and propel us toward our goals. It's titled, Nanny Who Wouldn't Go Home to Supper. There was once upon a time a woman who had a son and a goat. The son was called Espen, and the goat they called Nanny. But they were not good friends, and did not get on together, for the goat was perverse and wayward, as goats will be, and she would never go home at the right time for her supper. So it happened one evening that Espen went out to fetch her home, and when he had been looking for her a while, he saw Nanny high, high up on a crag. "My dear Nanny, you must not stay any longer up there. You must come home now. It is just supper time. I am so hungry and want my supper." "No, I shan't," said Nanny. "Not before I have finished the grass on this tussock and that tussock and this and that tussock." "Then I'll go and tell Mother," said the lad. "That you may, and then I shall be left to eat in peace," said Nanny. So Espen went and told his mother. "Go to the fox and ask him to bite Nanny," said his mother. The lad went to the fox. "My dear fox, bite Nanny, for Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and I want my supper," said Espen. "No, I don't want to spoil my snout on pig's bristles and goat's beard," said the fox. So the lad went and told his mother. "Well, go to the wolf," said his mother. The lad went to the wolf. "My dear wolf, tear the fox, for the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry, and I want my supper." "No," said the wolf, "I won't wear out my paws and teeth on a skinny fox." So the lad went and told his mother. "Well, go to the bear and ask him to slay the wolf," said the mother. The lad went to the bear. "My dear bear, slay the wolf, for the wolf won't tear the fox, and the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and want my supper." "No, that I won't," said the bear. "I don't want to wear out my claws for that." So the lad went and told his mother. "Well, go to the Finn and ask him to shoot the bear." The lad went to the Finn. My dear Finn, shoot the bear, for the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and want my supper. No, I will not, said the Finn. I am not going to shoot away my bullets for that. So the lad went and told his mother. Well, go to the fir, said his mother, and ask it to crush the Finn. The lad went to the fir tree. My dear fir, crush the Finn, for the Finn won't shoot the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and want my supper. No, I will not, said the fir. I'm not going to break my boughs for that. So the lad went and told his mother. Well, go to the fire, said his mother, and ask it to burn the fir. The lad went to the fire. My dear fire, burn the fir, for the fir won't crush the Finn won't shoot the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and want my supper. No, I will not, said the fire. I am not going to burn myself out for that. So the lad went and told his mother. Well, go to the water and ask it to quench the fire, she said. The lad went to the water. My dear water, quench the fire, for the fire won't burn the fir won't crush the Finn won't shoot the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and want my supper. No, I will not, said the water. I am not going to waste myself for that. So the lad went and told his mother. Well, go to the ox, she said, and ask him to drink up the water. The lad went to the ox. My dear ox, drink up the water, for the water won't quench the fire won't burn the fir won't crush the Finn won't shoot the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I'm so hungry and want my supper. No, I will not, said the ox. I'm not going to burst myself for that. So the lad went and told his mother. Well, go to the yoke, said she, and ask it to throttle the ox. The lad went to the yoke. My dear yoke, throttle the ox, for the ox won't drink the water won't quench the fire won't burn the fir won't crush the Finn won't shoot the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and want my supper. No, I will not, said the yoke. I'm not going to break myself in two for that. So the lad went and told his mother. Well, go to the axe, said she, and tell it to split the yoke. The lad went to the axe. My dear axe, split the yoke, for the yoke won't throttle the ox won't drink the water won't quench the fire won't burn the fir won't crush the Finn won't shoot the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I'm so hungry and want my supper. No, I will not, said the axe. I'm not going to blunt my edge for that. So the lad went and told his mother. Well, go to the smith, said she, and ask him to hammer the axe. The lad went to the smith. My dear smith, hammer the axe, for the axe won't split the yoke won't throttle the ox won't drink the water won't quench the fire won't burn the fir won't crush the Finn won't shoot the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and want my supper. No, I will not, said the smith. I'll not burn my coals and wear out my sledgehammers for that. So the lad went and told his mother. Well, go to the rope, said she, and ask it to hang the smith. The lad went to the rope. My dear rope, hang the smith, for the smith won't hammer the axe won't split the yoke won't throttle the ox won't drink the water won't quench the fire. The fire won't burn the fir, The fur won't crush the fin won't shoot the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and want my supper. No, I will not, said the rope. I'm not going to break in two for that. So the lad went and told his mother. Well, go to the mouse, said she, and ask her to gnaw the rope. The lad went to the mouse. My dear mouse, gnaw the rope, for the rope won't hang the smith won't hammer the axe won't split the yoke won't throttle the ox won't drink the water won't quench the fire won't burn the fur won't crush the fin won't shoot the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and want my supper. No, I will not, said the mouse. I'm not going to wear out my teeth for that. So the lad went and told his mother. Well, go to the cat, said she, and ask her to catch the mouse. The lad went to the cat. My dear cat, catch the mouse, for the mouse won't gnaw the rope won't hang the smith won't hammer the axe won't split the yoke won't throttle the ox won't drink the water won't quench the fire won't burn the fur won't crush the fin won't shoot the bear won't slay the wolf won't tear the fox won't bite Nanny, and Nanny won't come home in time. I am so hungry and want my supper. Yes, but give me a drop of milk for my kittens. And then, said the cat. Yes, that she should have. So the cat caught the mouse, and the mouse gnawed the rope, and the rope hanged the smith hammered the axe, and the axe split and the yoke throttled and the ox drank and the water quenched and the fire burned and the fur crushed and the fin shot and the bear slew and the wolf tore and the fox bit Nanny, and Nanny took to her heels, scampered home, and ran against the barn wall and broke one of her legs. Meh, bleated the goat. There she lay. And if she isn't dead, she is still limping about on three legs. But Espen said it served her right, because she would not come home in time for supper that day. If that isn't one heck of a silly tale, I don't know what is. But it isn't a wasted message, that's for sure. There's a lot of wisdom in there for all of us with goals. Espen's goal is simple: get Nanny home so he can eat supper. If Espen quits anywhere along the way, he misses his goal and goes hungry. That's a great metaphor for us. Stay hungry for what you want to get done. If we give up, we won't just be hungry now, we'll be hungry for a long time. And then we get to the heart of the matter. Like Espen, many times the path to reaching our goals isn't a smooth one. There are often bumps along the way. When we encounter those bumps, we have two choices. We can let them stop us, or we can push to get through them. And here's the catch. Even if one obstacle leads to another, and another, at some point, if we just don't give up, we'll find the key to clear them out of our way. When that happens, getting to where we want to be can seem almost magical, almost like it happened all by itself. One last point that's always worth mentioning. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Had Espen just been left to his own thoughts and ideas, Nanny would never have come home, and he would never have eaten his dinner. There's no shame in asking for help. Often, it leads us to the solution we need that we might not have found on our own. So, what's stopping you from reaching your goals? Espen's ordeal reminds us that obstacles, no matter how daunting, can be overcome with persistence and determination, and often aren't as impossible as we think they are. Don't let the bumps along the way derail your journey. Stay focused. Ask for help when you need it, and keep pushing forward. Remember, The only thing truly stopping you is the choice to stop yourself. Let's take inspiration from Espen and keep moving toward our goals, one step at a time. Thanks for tuning in to Tales for Life. I hope you found inspiration and motivation from today's story. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on more exciting tales. We'll see you next week on Tales for Life.